Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, we were talking about Christians that God cannot trust with financial wealth because of the way they will use it. Let's continue with that subject today.
Some of us are not capable of having riches because of the misuse and the lack of character to see them as our stewardship for God. I can remember the man that used to say, "Boy, if I had $1 million, I would do this and that for the church." But you know what? That man was not tithing what he had. Now, if he wouldn't tithe what he had, why would he do what he's going to give if he had $1 million? And the reason he'd do that is then he'd feel like he had abundance, and he wouldn't miss it. Well, my friend, the devil would make sure that he was using that money in such a way that he would miss it, and therefore not do it for the church. I can guarantee you that. Some people smile, and they think it's cool when they figure out a way to do someone out of money. And they may think, well, it's not that bad. It's not the same as robbing a bank. But verse 6, he has placed it on the level of murder. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Your part is to repent if you have done this. Remember Zacchaeus? Oh, the Lord come to his house, and then he says, "Lord, I give back from anyone I've taken fourfold, and I give half my goods to feed the poor. I give half my goods to thee." It's basically what he's saying. Zacchaeus repented. He made things right with people. And so often we want to say, "Well, listen, I prayed and God forgave me." Yeah, but did you make it right with the person? If you didn't make it right with the person, don't think that God forgave you. Have you ever seen little kids, one that's a little bit older, and goes up and balls his fist up and hits his little brother or little sister and then says, "I'm sorry"? And then he thinks that, "Well, Mom, you can't spank me now because I said I'm sorry." Well, he's going to get a spanking for it. You're glad that he's sorry. And hopefully that'll keep him from doing it again. But my friend, just saying, "God, forgive me," doesn't justify the sin. And my friend, if this has been done to you, your part is to forgive the one who asked forgiveness, while at the same time gain wisdom from it. A repentant person may not be able to repay, but they can try to rectify things. And so, my friend, although someone may not be able to repay you, give them that opportunity to try to rectify things. Now, by the way, continuing with the thoughts of chapter 4, if you really look at this, we see in verse 4 here of chapter 5 how the world treats man. In verse 5, we see the lust of the flesh living in pleasure. In verse 6, we see the devil, who is a murderer from the beginning, who devours. And what a tie-in with chapter 4 that is. Now, my friend, I've spent time on a subject that is quite controversial in a lot of places because it affects a lot of people. There are people that are owing money that they're way behind and borrowed money without really a whole lot of intent of paying back. Some rob God in tithes and offerings. Some give their tithe, but they're robbing God in an offering. God's tried to lay on their heart different things, and they just won't do it. And what I'm saying is that what you need to do is contact people that you've wronged and try to make it right. Seek the Lord as to how you should do things. Seek God's forgiveness as well as those that you have wronged. Your possessions should not be perverted when the Lord calls us home to be with Him. My friend, it may be some of you are doing very well with your paying your bills and your tithing and your offering, but you're also saving up so that your children will have a good inheritance. But your children aren't living for the Lord. They may even be unsaved. And that inheritance that they have, some will go to maybe even support churches that do not hold to the Word of God, false religions, false doctrine. It may go to help support a wicked lifestyle, drinking, and all that money that God entrusted to you during your lifetime. He also commits to you to handle it rightly at the end of life. If you have an ungodly child, why should you support that to end your life rather than to support the work of the Lord? And these are things that you need to meditate on and think on. Now, you may be listening today, and you're not sure that if you died today that heaven's your home. And you say, you know what, preacher, I've listened to this message, and boy, I know Christians that do not pay their bills. And I know Christians that are stingy with their money, and I know Christians this and that. And that may very well be, but my friend, that Christian will not give an account for you. You'll give an account for yourself. One day, life will be over. One day, you will appear before the great white throne of God. And you cannot talk your way out of that. He says in Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, friend, if you're not saved, your name's not in the book of life, and you'll be cast into the lake of fire. It's that simple. Just realize this. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. But the Bible also lets us know that God loves you. In Romans 5:8, it says that God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Oh, my friend, He did that because He loves you. He loves me. And His dying on the cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have or you ever will commit. 1 Peter 2:24, I believe, says it best. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. My friend, it is His blood that pays your penalty. When Jesus died on the cross, His soul went down to the depths of hell. His body was buried in a grave. The Bible tells us that while He was in the depths of hell, He preached to those spirits in prison. 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And now, He is in heaven preparing a place for all those who received Him. The Bible says in John 1:12, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on His name." Now, my friend, you must come to Him. He says, "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." He won't reject you, but you must come. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, it says, "And the Spirit," that is the Holy Spirit of God, "and the bride," that is the saved people, "say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Now, there's an invitation, but you must come. Realizing that you're a sinner, that you cannot save yourself, and that you need a Savior. And my friend, Jesus is that Savior. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. God loves you, and He wants to save you, and He will if you'll receive Him into your life. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All that promises to you. Whosoever. Put your name in there. I could have put my name in there one day for if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord, Andy Bloom would be saved. It was based upon me just taking him at his word, trusting that he died for me. He paid my penalty and rose from the dead, so turning my heart and life over to him. I know that when I die, he'll take me to heaven. I'm just taking him at his word. And he'll do that for you. He said, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord. Won't you write where you are right now? Call upon the Lord to save you. Say, Brother Andy, I'm not real sure how to do that. Well, why not write where you are right now? Just pray this prayer that I'm going to pray. This prayer will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you truly mean it, God's promise is that if you come to Him, He'll in no wise cast you out. If you'll call upon Him, He'll save you. If you receive Him, He'll make you His child. Why not pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, won't you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our address in just a few moments. And I want to send you a booklet. It'll be absolutely free, titled Building Blocks. And this will tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll teach you how to study the Bible so you can get more from it. It'll show you how you ought to pray. It will show you things about doctrine. And in general, it'll just instruct you in the new Christian life. And I want you to have that absolutely free. Just write and ask for it. If you're already saved but you'd like to have that booklet maybe to help other new Christians, then write and ask for it, and I'll send that to you absolutely free. And then, friend, if you just have a question, a Bible question, and you'd like to write and ask us that Bible question, well, you write and we'll answer that as quickly as possible, and our staff will get right to work on it. Again, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We don't take your listening for granted. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.